Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
I mentioned at the start of the programme that I'm going to take part in a week of the Eating Irish Local Challenge. And this is, you might remember, we spoke to organic farmer Lisa Fingleton on the show here at the start of September, because she's challenging people to eat only Irish produce for the next couple of weeks. And the goal was to try and highlight how little of the food that we consume on a daily basis is actually even made or produced here. And she just wants us to try and think a little bit harder about what we're eating and where it comes from. And here's a little snippet of that chat that we had with Lisa Fingleton at the start of the month.
It is difficult. And what you could do, what I tend to do is I tend to ask restaurants in advance. Like, I'm on my way to Dingle now, and I put it up on Instagram, you know, who can cook for me? You know, who can cook me a meal? And in fairness to the Blasket Centre, they're cooking me a meal on Friday. There's a group of artists and environmentalists who are going to do a potluck tomorrow night. So I still have a few gaps in the menu. But, you know, I think sometimes just asking people, can they do it? Will they do it? Because a lot of people do have Irish food. Like, they do have maybe potatoes, they do have meat. One of the hotels here in Tralee has bees on the roof. You know, they've thrown honey. So I think the more we ask questions, the better. But what I tend to do for the food challenge, and you'll probably find this as well, you end up cooking stuff, preparing stuff from scratch. Like, I unfortunately love eating, but I'm not a great cook. So right. This is really a challenge for me.
Well, I love eating. I'm really good at it, actually.
I'm really good at eating too, but I need someone to cook for me.
Yeah, that's Lisa Fingleton a little earlier with me at the start of this month talking about this challenge. And I said I'd do it. And I have to say, like, I'm only, you know, we're at 1 o'clock on the first day. And it's trickier than you think, because everything that you reach for, when you have to look at where it's come from, where the ingredients are from. I mean, you might think just because something is produced here in Ireland, but actually a lot of the ingredients contained within the product have actually been brought in or, you know, they're not from here. And then that takes it, you know, off the menu and you can't go for it. So it definitely, you know, Lisa's right. It requires time. You need planning. And I'm yet to go and do a shop for the week to try and set myself up for this. But my own opinion, or certainly anecdotally, is that I feel it's going to be more expensive just to do this, because I'm going to have to go to, maybe not just necessarily shops that only sell Irish produce. But look, you tell me. I mean, there's some suggestions coming in from people today. If you've any recommendations for good stores, reasonably priced, that just sell Irish produce, or the majority of their products are just from the island, please let me know today. 53106 is the text line number. Paul got in touch. He said about he mentioned on the Fields of Skibbereen Super Value, they're a local supplier who support Irish local producers. For breakfast, how about Irish oats? You could have Union Hall strawberries with West Cork yogurt. Fields bread, bran and butter and Irish strawberry jams. For lunch, Fields brown bread with fresh crab or smoked mackerel or Irish ham. Dinner, Bally McKenna spuds, Irish grown veg and a huge range of Irish chicken, fish or beef. My local, in season and no fast food. Regards, Paul. Yeah, that's why I went for the takeaway last night, Paul. But look, please keep those suggestions coming in to me. 53106. Dee Laffin, food writer, is on the line. Dee, I have to say, I miss coffee so terribly.
I can imagine. Yeah, no, I mean, there are some amazing Irish coffee roasters, but obviously coffee isn't one of the things that we have here. So
yeah. But, I mean, that'll suffice, won't it? Because when I said I was going to undertake this challenge, you know, it was going to, like, the whole plan was it'll be all Irish. And then I thought, but there's definitely Irish coffee roasters. Surely I can have a cup of their coffee.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, I mean, if you wanted to go very strict and have nothing that's actually grown here, you know, or like it has to be all grown here, then you are going to cut out things like chocolate, coffee, you know, all of maybe the exotic fruits that we love. But you can get amazing coffee roasters here. There are Irish chocolate producers as well. So you just have to kind of maybe do a bit more research, plan your shopping, but you can definitely access all Irish food here.
Yeah, I think I'm going to change the parameters of this. I think the Irish coffee roasters is good enough.
But you know, they're gorgeous as well. Some of the Irish coffees are so good.
Yeah.
Well, so I think the main thing that is interesting is when you go to the supermarket and, you know, you like you said, a lot of people think they're buying Irish because it has a sticker with an Irish flag on it or something, or says product of Ireland. what that means if it says product of Ireland is that it can be parts of it or the actual ingredients themselves have been imported but packaged in Ireland. So sometimes that happens with meat and fish and also vegetables. And as you said, then if you're getting something that's processed that's in a box, there could be ingredients in it that aren't Irish as well.
How difficult is it to just eat and drink Irish tea?
I think if you're able to cook your food from scratch, it's not as difficult. But I do think you have to have a good supermarket nearby or a food market, like a farmer's market or something, where you can access vegetables. I think you can do it. I do think, as I saw you, or you heard you saying about the price.
Yeah.
Will you pay a bit more? I don't think so. Because you can get all the vegetables and everything here. It's just that when you're going into maybe artisan products or something that's a bit more specialist, you might pay a little bit more than you normally would because you can get cheaper versions. That's what's happened is that people can get cheaper versions of products in supermarkets. So they tend to steer away from ones that are actually just good value for the producers, but they're Irish, you know.
Funny, there's a text in from a listener who says, I wasn't committing to doing the challenge, but when I heard you talk about it earlier on the show, I looked back over my eating diary for today. Yes, my oats for my porridge might have been Irish. The nuts I added, while I thought they were Irish, the more I think about it, they're probably not. Blueberries with the sign North America.
Yeah.
It's probably happened. Like, I'm sure in every household in Ireland, you know, we could all sit and look at where the products come from. But obviously the cost, I think, is something that, you know, maybe unfairly deep, but I think that's something that is very much to the fore of people's mind is actually, well, am I going to have to pay an awful lot more just to do this?
But just to remember that when we pay less, we're not paying anyone the right price. Like, there's no such thing as cheap vegetables. You know, like it takes a lot of labor, a lot of energy, a lot of hard work to grow vegetables and get them to market for us. And if they're being imported, there are farmers at the other end of that as well in another country, you know. But for Irish producers, I don't think they're trying to like scam anyone by putting up prices or anything like that. You know, like the price you pay for stuff is
fair. It's the cost of production as well, absolutely.
It's the cost of production, exactly. And like it's harder to produce, you know, with the climate change has affected farming. So many things have affected it. So it is just looking for what is Irish. And seasonality comes into that. Like, we can't be eating strawberries in December and thinking that we're getting a strawberry full of nutrition and that's good for us and that's actually in season. It's not going to taste the same as a strawberry you get in May or June when they're actually in season.
Okay. This listener says, on the coffee, Andrea, the Food Pine Cone Coffee, roasted in Ireland. You'll get it on sale in Grump's Cafe in Fox Rock Village? That might help end my coffee drought. Yeah, maybe that's the... I mean, I can feel this. I've had a splitting headache. It's early this morning, so...
Don't deprive yourself of coffee.
No, it's I'm definitely having a withdrawal symptom for surety. What is the state of vegetable farming, though, here at the minute?
Unfortunately, and I say this, it's really sad, like, it is not in a good place. And I think what it is that, I mean, we're so fortunate that we live in an age where we can get imported products from all over the world. Like, you can't grow pineapples here. It's amazing that you can get them imported. But we can grow broccoli here, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, carrots, everything. Mm. You know, so many amazing vegetables. But unfortunately, they're being imported into supermarkets because the supermarkets can then afford to give them at a cheaper price. And because people are shopping to a budget, you know, you're going for the cheaper option. Or they're not realizing that it's not Irish. They think it is and it's not. So we're kind of supporting that. And then the Irish vegetable farmers are just not able to, like, the demand or the supply isn't there for their products. I watched some TV programs recently about how there's a lot of commercial farmers have closed down recently because they just can't afford to keep producing. Because the thing is, the cost of production has gone up for them. Like, you were talking about the cost of energy.
We were just talking to Eddie Punch there, you know, a few moments ago as well.
And so the cost of production has gone up for them, but the supermarket still wants them to sell their a head of broccoli for 49 cents. Like, that's not, it's not fair, you know.
If things don't change, what could we see happen, Dee?
We'd rely on imported products. Or you'd have to go more locally. Like, you might, like, the larger commercial vegetable farmers won't be able to sustain their businesses. They'd close down. And so you won't have as much, like, broccoli, for example, grown here in the country. So then more would have to be imported. But also, what if there was something like, you know, the way COVID affected importation and stuff? Then you could run out of supply if there was a problem with getting vegetables into the country. So I think we need to really think about maybe sustaining ourselves on the island, supporting local, as you're saying, especially with things that we can get here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also to think about seasonality.
So the things like maybe the pineapples and the blueberries, should we be just cutting, you know, those out totally from the diet?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, people say that if you want to have the most nutritious diet, you should eat the vegetables that are grown locally in your region or your country or whatever. And because they're going to be more nutritionally dense because they're grown locally. And if you buy them in season, when they're grown in season, then you get them at the highest content of nutrition. But if you're getting a pineapple or garlic is a big one, that's imported from China, which most of the garlic you get in supermarkets is imported from China. That's about a year old. And, you know, that's going to affect the nutrition of it. I mean, have you ever got a bulb of garlic and you bring it home and you go to chop it and it's already gone dry and almost gone off?
Yeah.
And you're wondering why it was like that?
So I can't, basically I can't have garlic now either if I'm making something.
No, there are Irish garlic growers.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
This conversation is, this commitment that I gave to Lisa a number of weeks ago, I'm really sincerely beginning to, you know, to bow out of it. But unfortunately, I said I'd do it, so I'm going to have to.
What I would say, Andrea, is to check what's in season. There are calendars online on various websites where you can check what's in season in Ireland. And then when you go into the supermarket, you have a more informed knowledge of what you want to look for. Like, you won't be able to get strawberries right now, so that's okay.
That's fine. I can do without those.
Yeah, you can go out looking for what is. And then just looking to see what is Irish on the label. Make sure it says produced or grown in Ireland, not a product of Ireland.
So produced or grown in Ireland, not a product of Ireland. That's the language I'm looking for today.
You have to have the regional code on the label. Like, there is traceability. You have to say where something comes from.
No, I'm going to be doing this afternoon. So I'm interested to find out what it's like. And I might actually go into a couple of the different supermarkets just, you know, to see what the offering is. I also want to give a shout out, though, today to, well, maybe to as many as possible, because the whole point of this is to support as many Irish businesses as we possibly can. So I'm eager to do that. And that's why I'm interested in hearing from, whether it be suppliers, producers today on the show. Maybe there's just a good loyal customer who knows that their local restaurant, cafe, supermarket, and maybe just their local store carry a wide range of Irish produced or Irish grown products. And if they do, please let me know. It's 53106. This texter says, Super Value, Churchtown in Dublin, a great store that carries quite a large range of Irish grown and produced produce. Mary in Donegal says, what about the Shack Coffee in Marble Hill in Donegal? They roast their own too. You can buy it there, you can take it back to Dublin with you, Andrea. This listener says, I was looking for Irish grown eating apples. I googled to see what shops would sell them, and it said Super Value, but only Irish apples. The only Irish apples available there the day I went in were from Armagh Cooking Apples. The apples coming from New Zealand, South America and Spain, even the organic apples are from Chile, according to this texter. A lot of it as well is about the shops and, well, I suppose the stores and the farmers markets are going to be your place, really, aren't they, Dee, to go to?
Yeah, because that's where the farmers are going to go for their first route to market. I mean, some farmers are smaller. They can't grow enough to supply the supermarkets. The supermarkets there's a huge demand there, you know. And in fairness to supermarkets, like, I think all the Irish supermarkets do really try and get as many Irish producers in. But it's just that there is also imported stuff there. And if they can't get something off an Irish farmer quick enough to supply their customers, they'll supplement it with imported. For apples, for example, apples are just coming into season now, so you'll start to get the Irish apples in the supermarkets from now on, because we're in the, it's a great time of year from a harvest perspective, because the harvest is September, October. And there's loads of great vegetables and fruits in Ireland available now.
I wonder if you can help this listener, Dee, who's wondering about their preference to buy organic vegetables, but they can't find organic Irish veg. They say it's all from Spain.
Yeah, so organic, there isn't a huge amount of organic farms in Ireland, but there are lots. And I think that sometimes the organic veg tends to go to farmers markets or smaller stores. So if you know of a really good small store in your local area or local town, I think they often have signs up to let you know that it's organic. But there are lots of organic farms in Ireland, and it definitely is really good to support it. I mean, ideally, we would all be eating organic veg and fruit because it's better for us. But, you know, in terms of production, farmers have to battle with certain things that they need to help that process.
Okay.
And nowadays, farmers will try and use as little as possible, you know, of pesticides or whatever they need to kill weeds and stuff.
I'd love to chat to people as well, Dee, today, who have maybe, you know, previously tried to complete something like what Lisa Fingleton is doing, the 30-day local food challenge. Maybe they're just going to, you know, take a leaf out of my book and do 1 week of it and see how difficult it is to do just 7 days. But it's even things like, you know, if you want to go for something to eat at the weekend, if you want to get a lunch in a cafe, where can you go that you know that every single ingredient, you know, in the dish that you're having is going to be fully grown or produced here in Ireland. But look, maybe our listeners have, maybe they have recommendations for me. Please let me know. Susan says, why don't you try the food organic box, the organic box delivered. They deliver nationwide. They actually will show you all the organic produce. It is Irish. This listener again, we have an organic food supplier in Port Arlington, locally grown. The Red Shed Organic Farm and Nursery. We have a market as well at Solus Eco Garden Centre. They do door-to-door delivery in all of Laois, Offaly and Kildare. If you want to, please let people know if they're trying to take part in the challenge. Look, 1800 453 106 is the number. If you are an Irish food producer, maybe you're a drink producer, whatever, if you want to give us a call today, please do so, because we will try and give a mention to those that are doing just this afternoon. Dee Laffin, food writer. Dee, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.